Anyway, so I got an email from Daniel Stroh about yesterday's Chabura, and he wanted to know, we were talking in the beginning about Osik B'mitzvah, Pata Mena Mitzvah, of Talmud Torah versus getting married. So he wanted to know if that's any, if there's any relationship between this conflict and the Gemara Megillah on Chav Zayin has a statement that you're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for either A, to pay for Limud HaTorah itself, which I think is fairly self-explanatory, and B, Lisa Isha, to get married. And the Gemara quotes the reason is because it says in the Torah, it says in the Navi, Lo Tohu Barah Lo Sheves Yitzar, that the world was not created to be barren, it was meant to be populated, and therefore you're being Mekayim, the Tachlis of creation, when you get married. And therefore, if there's no people, there's no Limud HaTorah, there's no nothing. So he wanted to know, is that play a role in anything to do with Osik B'mitzvah, Pata Mena Mitzvah, Torah versus marriage, because maybe these two mitzvahs are in a separate category. So I think the answer is Lav Dafka. You don't have to say that these mitzvahs are in a separate category, meaning which one of these mitzvahs would be getting bumped up. Obviously, the answer would be marriage is the one getting bumped up. So in other words, maybe marriage would have more chashivas even than Limud HaTorah in that sense, because you could sell a Sefer Torah to get married. I mean, Limud HaTorah is what it is. It's not, you know, the regular rules would apply. So obviously you could sell a Sefer Torah for Limud HaTorah because the tachlis of the Sefer Torah is Limud HaTorah, right? But the chiddush is that you could sell a Sefer Torah to get married. However, problem with saying that, so you're going to bump up the chashivas of marriage and Peru Revu, so you'd say maybe then somehow it would outweigh Limud HaTorah, but that's not what the Rambam was saying. The Rambam was saying the opposite. He was saying that Osik B'mitzvah, Pata Mena Mitzvah, paters you from getting married until whatever age, and Kol Shekein B'Limud HaTorah, meaning Limud HaTorah being the pinnacle of all mitzvos, so it's going to outweigh even the chiyuv to get married. So in the end of the day, I don't think you can really come away with anything from the Gemara Megillah, but I'll get to that. The chap that we will discuss, Lemaisa, from the Gemara and Megillah, not exactly nogeya to selling a Sefer Torah, but what you see, the question you have to ask yourself is, why does the Gemara there quote the Pasuk of Lo Tohu instead of quoting the Pasuk of Pru Urvu? So we'll have to see. I think, and there's other, the Magen Avraham has a teretz, where he says because Sheves, Lo Tohu, Baruch, Sheves Yitzar applies also to women, not just to men, whereas the mitzvah Peru Revu applies to only to men, and therefore if you said Peru Revu, you wouldn't necessarily sell a Sefer Torah to marry off a young girl, right? You would only sell a Sefer Torah to marry off a man. But if you say Sheves, then you can sell a Sefer Torah even to marry off a girl. So therefore that could be, you know, that's the Magen Avraham's approach to that. But you could also say that there's, it's more than that in terms of the yisod of Sheves is totsa'a based rather than ma'isa based. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and that'll be a running theme throughout the mitzvah of Peruvu. So we'll get back to that as we go. But let's pick it up now from, I think we're up to Os. Hey, we did Osei, right? That was that the children have to be ru'uyim to give birth themselves, and the raya is that if chas v'sholom one of them were to die, you would not have been Mekayim, the mitzvah. All right, so skipping now, and we said you rely on the chazaka. Vav was you rely on the chazaka when the kid is a katan, and you, only once he turns bar mitzvah and all of a sudden you see something's up, then you, in other words, let's say the kid is 15 years old and he hasn't really seen simani narus, you know, like he hasn't really gone through the elementary stages of puberty, then already you have to start worrying, maybe he's some kind of a saris, right? Or if you see a girl, maybe she's some kind of an islandess, and therefore you say Sveika Daraisa Lachumri, you should try to have another kid, Alts the mitzvah Puruvu at that point. Okay. So Khirishot Devakot, no Zion. Right? So I would say Pashut, if you give birth to Khirishot Devakotan, you're not Makayim the mitzvah Puruvu. He says not that way. Imholid Ben Obas Mikol Makom, any kind of boy or girl, Afilu Khirishot Devakotan, Kiyam a mitzvah. You have done the mitzvah. Dehem b'nei mitzvos to asur lahachilim b'yadayim dvar iser. V'ru'uyim laholid. So really, what have we said so far that you need to to have. So we're ready up to three qualifications, I think. What are the qualifications for Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu? Ruyim Laholid. Right, so then Misyachsim Achrav, and now we're bringing in, what if they themselves are not Chayiv and Mitzvos? So you say, well, Chereshot V'Katan aren't Chayiv and Mitzvos. So Katan is a different story. That obviously, he will be Baal Lechlal Mitzvos, but Cheresh Meshote are not going to be Baal Lechlal Mitzvos per se. And therefore, you could argue you're not being Chayiv the Mitzvah per Revu. Because apparently, like we're saying, this is the second hint that we've dropped here, that the mitzvah puravu is to raise children who will be shomri Torah mitzvos. Or if not, so how could a cheresh and shote be shomri Torah mitzvos? The first hint we had, which we'll get back to, is the zman. Why does he say you don't have to start being osek in puravu until you're 18 years old? Ram said 17 to 20, right? So why? Why are you 13? That's the age of mitzvos, right? When you're 13 years old, start having kids. We see the poskim say not like that. So clearly, I think that also smacks of this yisod, that there's no necessary mitzvah to have children if the children are going to be, you know, dysfunctional. They're not going to be shomri Torah mitzvahs. They're not going to function in a normal family dynamic. So here also he wanted to say cherishol devakatan. You might want to think it's not a kiyum, but it's actually not true. Why not? Because it's asur l'sat la'achilam biyadayim dvar iser. You're not allowed to feed treif to a cherish shote or a katan, for that matter. You're not allowed to feed non-kosher to them. If they eat it, right, we say, ain bezin matzuvin lamafrishan. The bezin at least, maybe different for the parent, but the bezin has no chiyuv to stop them, right? You don't have a chiyuv to stop them, but to give them, that for sure you're not allowed to do. I must be that they have some shaykhus to Torah mitzvahs if you can't feed them treif. If they were goyim, we'd have no problem with a goy. A goy can go to McDonald's three meals a day every day, right? No problem. But that's not nothing. It doesn't bother us in the slightest. But a person who's potter from mitzvahs can't. We don't want him eating at McDonald's. That's not. We don't. And we certainly can't facilitate that on our own. So that's a raya that they really are in the parsha of Torah mitzvahs. So apparently, at this point, he's saying at the very least, to be in the parsha of Torah mitzvahs is enough to be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. Al kein yotzei dechova kamavor kam beis Yosef shulchan aruch. And that's the psak of the shulchan aruch. Fine. Now we get into the you know, what we want to talk about tonight, which is the Vlad Mamzer. If the kid is holid Mamzer, if the kid violates, right, remember, what type of a relationship produces Mamzerus? What?
Yes,
but not all, meaning you could be a Kohen married to a Grusha, the kid's only a Chol, he's not a Mamzer. You could be a man and a woman not married, right, a Panui and a Pnuya, the kid's not a Mamzer. What kind of people produce a Mamzer? What? It has to be a case where the kedushin is not tofes, and what would be that example? We paskin ein kedushin tofesin b'chayve krisis. It has to be a chi of kares or above, right? So the isurei arayas, the rule is that only a chi of krisis and above produces mamzeris. Less than a chi of kares doesn't produce mamzeris. So you did a serious avera to create this kid. So what is the status of having a mamzer in order to be mekayim puravu? V'gam im holid mamzer kiyama mitzvah. So he starts off, let's dispel any sveikus right away. You're good to go. You are mekayim the mitzvah peruvu, even if the kid is a mamzer. V'nir midiri agos ramo, sham b'shem arashba, distam desasam adavar, delav dafkim hayelo mamzer beheter. He says, not even the good kind of mamzer. What do you mean the good kind of mamzer? Not every mamzer on earth was produced by a chi of krisis. How so? Kigon, ger, Shemutra lisa mamzeris kemavara b'gemara. The halacha is, if you're a mamzer, you're allowed to marry a gioris, or vice versa. Right? Problem is, all your kids will be mamzer. So you're not really solving any problems. So you, forever, the omeya, they're going to have to look for gerim to marry. Right? There is one solution. The Mishnah in Kiddushin says there is one solution. But that doesn't help us here. The solution is that if you marry someone, but not as a wife, as a shivcha knanis. So you have to, let's say you want to meet the world's biggest balas chesed. So you go to a place, let's say, where they're starting to become gerim, and you say, listen, I'm a mamzer, hello, right? And I really don't want my kids, I want to be allowed to be married, and I don't want my kids to be mamzerim. And I'm sure you don't want your kids to be mamzerim. So let's listen. You become, instead of becoming a full-fledged Jew, become a shivcha knainis. Right? You're mostly Jewish anyway. Like, you pretty much act Jewish. So yes, you are actually owned, which is something we're not very comfortable with, bisman hazeh, right? So, but okay, so whatever. I'll treat you just like the best wife in the world. I'm not gonna treat you badly. And the kids will be my avodim, and then I'll be mishachra them. And when you mishachra them, they become full-fledged gerim, and they're not mamzerim anymore. That's how mamzerim are able to become tahor. It's not a newfangled chiddush. That's the Mishnah. So I think Rabbi Tarfon's idea. I'm not 100% sure about that. So that's the only way you can pull it off. But okay, so Lamai, the lady said, "Listen, I'm willing to marry you because you're a wonderful guy, but I'm not going to become your slave. I'm going to become your wife." Okay, and therefore, right? They didn't know the Gemara about different Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Kol Kona Eved Kikona Adon LaAtzmo. Right, so he says, you'll be the master, really, right? But that's only really talking about Eved Ivri. So Eved Kanani is not so, but anyway, so the bottom line is here. Even if you had a mamzer beheter, certainly you could argue, right, that the kids being mamzerim are kiyum and pruravu, right? But he says, even if Ella, next line on page Bays, Ella afilu nola biser. Kigon, Shebola Mamzeres, Oal Chayvei Krisus, Vaholid, right? Regular Isser Arayas, committed Gilei Arayas with a married woman, or incest, or something like that, and the kid is born, Mikol Malkom Kiyem HaMitzvah. Nevertheless, he's fulfilled the mitzvah, Ki Binohu L'chol Dover, Kemavor B'Yivamis Per Ketzat. Right? He says, if you look in Chav Beizim and Alfin Yivamis, you will see that it's considered his son for all intents and purposes. Right, even for the Shailas, what about Kiburav? Right, that's the Gemara declares, what about Kiburav? Your father did a Mice of Rishus, he made you into a Mamzer. Are you Chayev to do to Kiburav? Right, so that's a clear in Hilchos Kiburav Aim. But that's the Gemara talks about that, Benogeya to this. So you see from the Gemara that he's Bon of L'chol Dover. Meaning, so whether or not he's Chayev in Kiburav Aim is a separate discussion.
Is marrying a mamzer like what you said like earlier today, that like you're allowed to do it, just like your kids become mamzer, or is it like an actual issue?
No, if you're a giores or a ger, then it's mut heter gomer to do.
No, I'm saying a regular person.
A regular person is an isser d'oraisa. It's an isser lav. Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, right? You're not allowed to marry. It's an isser for the mamzer. It's an isser for the person who marries the mamzer.
The person who did, they're also
so the kids are mamzerim. It's not because of a chi of krisis. It's because, but it is a marriage in sin. So it's not, we would want you to get divorced right away. Okay, and he says, this is the Ritva's Chiddush, not my Chiddush. He quotes the Gemara. He says, V'chas of a Ritva Pirish Shafilu ben Mamzer Yatzei de Piri V'Rivia Ad Kan Lashna B'Syasif. V'hamishnah de Benohu L'chol Dover Hu L'inyan de Potter Es Eishis Av Min HaYibam. There is discussing the question of Yibam. If you have a kid who's a Mamzer, so are you considered to have had a kid, L'inyan that your wife, if you die, your wife won't have to do Yibam. And it's true. Amar Afilu Bala Erva Be'Isser. Ayn Shami Gemara. Demaksha Almad Chayiv Almad Koso Huwena Osa Maisa Amcha. Right? There's an Isser. This is talking about the ultimate flip side of Kibbut Aveim. The ultimate flip side of Kibbut Aveim is the kid beating up the father. So is the kid Chayiv Misa for beating up his father? That's the Gemara's discussion over there. Maybe the father wasn't Osa Maisa Amcha, and therefore the Yik from the Pasuk is has to be Amcha. It has to be somebody who's Shaykh the Torah Mitzvahs, or not Shaykh, somebody keeping Torah Mitzvahs. And your father was far from that when he created you. And therefore, maybe you're allowed to beat him up under those circumstances, or at least you're not chayav misa for it. Ayin shem b'gemara, v'ahachi paskina debeno l'chol dover, that's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, v'udin l'piri v'rivya, ach harifa ram v'arosh, lo iskir mir shami hazeh, afilu b'no mamzer kiyem piri v'rivya. But, however, the big three, the Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, right, the rule with the Mechaber that he likes to go with sometimes, right, the big rule that he keeps, I'd say more than 50% of the time, but he's supposed to keep 100% of the time, is that I go with the best two out of three, Rif, Rambam, and the Rush. Right? It's the ultimate Sephardi bias. Right? Because you got two out of three are legitimate, full-fledged Sephardim, and then the third out of the three, granted, the Rush has the Masoras of the Balei Tosfos, but the Rush was also strongly influenced at the end of his life by the Spanish Rishonim. He was very close. He had a close relationship of, I don't know if a personal relationship or a written relationship, to the Rashba, and he lived out his end of his days in Spain. If so, so, so it's like, it's almost like a tarti l'reisa for Ashkenazim. You know, like you plus tilsa l'reisa, plus l'reisa for Ashkenazim. Because even the Rush still had some. He was a Sephardi sympathizer, so he. So he, you know, it's not a, really, the Ashkenazim don't get a fair shake. I think the Rama actually points that out. Why, one of the reasons why he wrote the Mappa on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So, but Lamais, in the end of the day, they leave this out. Oh. So now the question is, why don't they paskin that he's Makayim the Din Peruvo? So now he's Vezez Man Kvar Hikshesi Dilama Yotzi De Chova V'halo Havei Mitzvah haba'a be'aveira. So we made it less than one page before he brought up Tumtum and Androgynous. That the Minchas Chinuch can't be Kovish's Yetzer to bring up Tumtum and Androgynous, favorite topic. He didn't yet bring up Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's on this page, I believe. Did we mention it last time?
No.
It's coming up on this page. And it's one of his other major favorite topics, Mitzvah haba'a be'aveira. So he doesn't talk about it nearly as much as those other topics because it's not shaykh to every mitzvah. But he says, oh, classic mitzvah baba veira. How can you give birth to a mamzer be'isser and tell me they were just Mekai and Peruvu? So that's Harbi Rishonim, mitzvah baba veira, min ha-toreh no yotze. Many Rishonim, leaving out a very famous comment by Tosfos on Daftes in Sukkah, and others, but L'maisa, that's maybe the most famous, right? That think that mitzvah haba'a veira is a din min ha-Torah, and it can really nullify a mitzvah deraisa. So how can you say here, producing a mamzer is going to be a kiyum apuruvu? What a mitzvah haba'a veira! Right, tosu sukkah davtes, al kuponim midrabanan in yotzi, right? So, alright, you want to say sukkah davtes, tosus over there says midrabanan in yotzi. You remember that tosus? Were you guys here we did sukkah?
Yeah.
You remember, did you do that tosus at all?
We did.
A little bit of a stira between tosus, the first daf in Lulav HaGadol, Tosus brings up mitzvah baba veira. Sounds like it's the raisa, but Tosus on Daftes. Daftes is discussing the Indian of sukkah gzula. We paskin midaraisa sukkah gzula is not yotze, right? So Tosus asks the kasha. He says, "What are you talking about? Sukkah gzula is not yotze. Tepuklei davi mitzvah baba veira." So he says, "No, you see that if it was a mitzvah baba veira only, it would only not be yotze midarabonin. But here you're not even yotze midaraisa. That's Tosus on Tes. But later on, what is it? Chav Tes Lamed? I forgot already." So Lamed. Oh, okay, good. So Tozan Dav Lamed sounds very much like it's the Raisa. Plenty of other Rishonim sound like it's the Raisa. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chafei and the Yoni Sukkah has an Arichas there about Mitzvah Babavera. Very interesting stuff. Okay, Lamaisa, this is a strong question. Fine. So he says, V'yashavti al pisvar sachronim v'ayin sharmelech. He says, look in sharmelech, the mitzvah bo b'avira lo have ela im b'shas mitzvah osa gam kein avira. It has to be that they are, like what we say by, asay do chalos asay, right? It has to be be'idna. It has to be be'idna. Mamish, at the time that you mekayim that say, that's when you do chalos asay. So here also, at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing that avira. So he says, is that so here? When do you do the mitzvah of Peruvu? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe when you give birth, that's not enough. Maybe when you give birth and then you die knowing that you have offspring that are roy to have children of their own. Maybe it's like toli va'omed, mamish, like, you know, it's like Bria Solon. It was toli va'omed until Vav Sivan, you know, thousands of years later, that, you know, to see if the Jews were going to be makabel the Torah. Right? So it's like...
You have to see if it's based on the Meiser or the Kiyam.
Oh, so we say, like, that's the problem. When it comes to Peruvu, you split the Meiser and the Kiyam, perhaps. The Meiser mitzvah is obviously the act of trying to have children. Right? But you don't control that. You try to have children.
It says over and over there that that's not part of the mitzvah. You have to actually have children.
But that's goof of the Meiser mitzvah. It's clearly the Meiser is not the act of giving birth. Who does the act of giving birth? The woman, she's not even chayav in Peruvu. Right, so the Maisa mitzvah is the act of trying to have children. The Kiyum mitzvah is much later. The Kiyum mitzvah is when you have children, either like you said, when you give birth, or maybe it's when you die before your children. Right? Maybe it's you're 120 years old. Your children are 190 years old. Then you yotze the mitzvah peruvu, because you didn't outlive your children. Chas v'shalom. You got to, you know, do things keseder. But if you, let's say you only had two children and you got to live to 110 and they got to live to 85. So you say on one hand, all right, Gevaldik, you both had wonderful long lives. On the other hand, by the time you left this world, you didn't have any offspring. So maybe you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah then. Now, what if they had children? We'll get to that. But Lemaisa, you could say that the Kiyum doesn't come till much, much later. So is Debe Esro got Gozel b'shas anatila? What's a classic case? Lulav Gozel, Esro got Gozel. When you take the Esro over all the Asians like Zela, you're still, the Esro is screaming at you, give me back. I don't want to be with you. I want to be with my original owner, not the guy who stole me. So your mom is doing an Avera while you do the mitzvah. So Zela mitzvah above Avera. Avalim b'shas mitzvah lake Avera klal. So let's say you carried the matzah through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Shabbos, you know, was the Leil HaSeder. Whatever, you violated Hotzah. So is that mitzvah above Bavera? Not really. He says, Nihi the mitzvah, I'm sorry, Kiyam mitzvah Leik Avera Klal. When you eat the matzah later, that's not a mitzvah above Bavera. There's no Avera in the eating part. Lo, I'm a mitzvah above Bavera. Kein, Ochanami, Hocha. Nihi the mitzvah shel habonim ba al yedei avera de bias iser. Yes, the ma'isa mitzvah was an avera. Mikomakom a mitzvah asay haynu habonim, the children, the existence of the people themselves. V'habi'ilo hirak hechsher mitzvah di yesher below zeh. So I don't know what he's saying here. If he's saying the way I said, or he's saying less than that, you know, or he's saying a bigger chiddush than that. Meaning, I said, all right, you have the ma'isa, you have the kiyum. Here he might be saying, I can't imagine he means hechsher mitzvah in the classic sense, like building a sukkah, right? No, he means the ma'isa mitzvah. He means the ma'isa mitzvah that you're doing. That is the bias iser, but the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, is later, right? V'haraya, so I can prove it to you. Dim lo holid, right? Let's say. Nothing came of the bia. It wasn't, no children were brought forth. Or the children died at some point. So he says, it's just like the case where you brought the matzah through Rosh Hashanah. It's not a mitzvah above Avera to eat it later. He says, I'm not going to get a whole hack about mitzvah above Avera here. But Lemaisa, he wants to say that this is not a case of mitzvah above Avera. He says, however, acharei zman nidfas mechadosh sefer Marid al-Gazi. He says, they printed the Marid al-Gazi. He quotes Shuvas Radbaz in the Marid al-Gazi. Marid al-Gazi is a very important achronish sefer on Bechoros. And apparently, I've only seen the fancy editions. I've only seen there's a two-volume fancy edition with nice footnotes and everything. Which it's a beautiful thing to read. If you look in the Vilna Shas, you can look in the back. There's a Marid al-Gazi in the back of Maseches Bechoros. It's good luck. It's very, very hard to read. Very hard to read. So I don't know what he means by Nidfas Mechadosh Sefer Marid al-Gazi. Like, he got a copy of the Vilna Shas, and he actually read that, because the Marid al-Gazi that I'm talking about was not what the Minchas Chinuch was looking at. So, I don't know. I give tons of credit. Meaning, people didn't even learn a lot of Minchas Chinuch until the nice, fancy Mechon Yerushalayim one came out. Saying, it didn't. The old editions of Minchas Chinuch are much more difficult to read. Molei Rashi Tevos, hard Rashi Tevos, and like not organized. They reorganized a lot of things in here. Plus, they got the great headings on the side. Right? So like, even the Minchas Chinuch himself, people didn't learn as much. Obviously, the people who knew stuff knew Minchas Chinuch, but you know, the average person didn't learn a lot of Minchas Chinuch because that was even hard to read. Marid al-Gazi, Alachos Kama V'Kama was hard to read. So, but he read the hard one, you know. So he's saying that he quotes Marid al-Gazi, he quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, she may be Yerushalmi, this is a different Yerushalmi, V'Shabbos, he doesn't say like us at all. He says, my whole idea was based on a comment of the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech himself is not sold on my idea. So it's important to keep in mind. V'amrir al-gazi sham daito da'alkein ishmitu arif ha-ramam v'yushami b'zeh. Mishum de ba'emes eno yotze mishum mitzvah ba'bavir. He, Maril Ghazi, actually thinks that the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rush all hold that it is Taka Mitzvah Bavavira, and that's why it's not mentioned. But Yerushalmi married Ba'one stain of Vira Klal. And the Yerushalmi that says that, the Yerushalmi that says that your Makayim Pururavu is talking about some type of Bia Ba'ones, like where it was a complete and total shogig. Like you didn't not onis in the sense of being ma'anis somebody. Onis in the sense of like you had no idea. You thought it was somebody else. It was a total show gig where you can't really be held accountable for the ma'is avera. It was just like you were almost like begetter misasik in the avera. The hey mishmitu davar zedu the who milsa lo shchiach, and he says the Rambam didn't mention that case because they're not going to mention this weird case of bia ba'onis. So the ma'isa. In the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch says, I have to admit that my vort in Mitzvah Baba Vera might not be true. There are others who disagree with me, including the Chuvas Radvaz, quoted by Marid Al-Ghazi, and it could be that that's why the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rush don't mention this case as a kiyum of Pururavu, even though we said the Ritva does say it, and even though it's mistaber that it's not a Mitzvah Baba Vera. Marid Al-Ghazi wants to say that it is a Mitzvah Baba Vera. So the question is, what does he hold? What does he hold? How can he say that it is a mitzvah baba vera? So what are the variables here? What are the variables in terms of whether or not it's a mitzvah baba vera in this case?
When the mitzvah was accomplished.
Right. When is really the mitzvah? Meaning, give me a quick marshal. You guys ever heard of the phrase isho mishum chitzav? So there's a sugin bava kama, right? There are arba avos nezikin. Right, shor, bor, maver, and hever. Maver and hever, right? So hever, let's assume for argument's sake, means lighting something on fire. It's one of the four avos nezikin. Now there's a chap to every single one of the avos nezikin. What's the chap of fire? Meaning, if I take a fire, let's say I take a flamethrower, and I shoot a flamethrower and burn up a person's whole field, is that called fire? Is that ish or is that odam hamazik? Right?
Guns don't kill people.
Exactly. Guns don't kill people. I kill people, right? That's the t-shirt. So what's the answer? Do guns kill people or do people kill people? It's pashut. People kill people, right? Halachically speaking. Guns don't kill people unless they go off by themselves. People kill people in the sense that if I pull the trigger, that's called kocho. Kocho is kigufo in terms of these things, right? So I shoot somebody, I am absolutely a murderer, because kocho kigufo. It's like the same thing if I threw a ball and hit you in the head and killed you. It's kocho kigufo, you're chayef for that. Question is, so if I shoot you with a flamethrower, that's odem hamazik, that is not momen hamazik, that's not my fire. It's not like when the case of the Mishnah, and the case of the Gemara, Bava Kama, I left a campfire unattended, the wind came and blew it. So the chiddush of Eish is that even when there's a koach acher mu'urav bo, even when there's another force that comes and helps it along, that's still considered my problem. I'm still responsible. I'm responsible for the wind? The answer is yes. If I left a fire unattended and the wind came and blew it, I am responsible for that. That's the chiddush of Eish, right? So the question then is, big machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, isha mishum chitzav or isha mishum mamonav? Is my fire like I'm shooting an arrow and it's mamish like my ma'isa? Or is it just my mum and a mazik? It's like my animal got loose and did some damage. So we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, isha mishum chitzav, and even the maskana sagamara, most of the time everybody agrees isha mishum chitzav. It's like I'm doing it. So Frek, the Nemuke Yosef, and Dapi Arif over there, you know, in the Bavas, they have the Nemuke Yosef instead of the Ran. So the Nemuke Yosef asks, how you ever light Shabbos candles? So he says, how you ever light Shabbos candles? You light the candles, and as they burn, it's ki'ilu, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. So it's almost like the tzedukim are right. Right? It's almost like the tzedukim are right. That lo sevaru esh means, because I lit the fire before Shabbos, it's like I'm doing it on Shabbos. So how can you, ishim ishim chitzav, it's like I shot an arrow that's continuing into Shabbos. And now it's like I'm doing it. And the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? That if a person, God forbid, would be damaged in the fire, I would have to pay dala dvarim, like as if I beat him up myself. So it's mamish, like I'm doing it. So how do you light Shabbos candles? So there's many different answers to that kasha, but the Muki Yosef's own teretz is, no. It is like I'm doing it, but it's not like I'm doing it now. It's that the chiddush of Mishum Chitzav is I'm responsible as if I did it, but when did I do the Maisa? The Maisa is Mitzuref, back to the original Hadlaka. When I lit it, that's when I did my thing, and then everything that happens afterwards is a result of that. But anything that happens after that as a result is Mitzuref back to my original action of lighting the fire. So the action happened Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but I'm responsible as if I did it on Shabbos. That's the idea. So you could say that's also the pshat mitzvah peruvu. Meaning, yes, of course, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah unless it turns out that my maisa was successful. Right? It's like, let's say I tried to light Shabbos candles and they went out. Was I mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos candles? No. Because it's not like Hanukkah candles where, oh, is hadlako semitzvah kof seinu zokukla, as long as you did it at the time. Shabbos candles, the chap is that they should provide light. So, okay, we're not going to shoot you for it. It's honest Rahman Apatre. Can't relight them on Shabbos. But in the end of the day, you did not do the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. Right? However, you could say like the Vardin Muki Yosef over here, that it's all mitzurah back to the original Maisabiya. It's all mitzurah back to that mice. Now, what's going to be from that mice? We don't know. But in the end, when did I do the mitzvah peruvu? When I had the mice bias isser. And if the bia is be'isser, it is gufa mitzvah baba vera. And therefore, you could argue that nekuda. You could say that the maisa mitzvah of peruvu is not splitting the maisa and the totsah. You could say that it's mamish, the maisa is all of it, and the kiyum is all of it in the maisa be itself. It's just you don't know if it's going to lead to a kiyum at the shas, you know, asiyas mitzvah. You don't know all the time. Between you and me, I don't think the Minchas Chinuch backs out of what he's saying nearly enough to agree with what I just said. I think he sticks to his guns that, you know, I don't know, again, I can't buy in to the exact lashon that he really thinks it's only a Hechsher mitzvah and then the mamish, the whole mitzvah is later. I think he means there's a Maisa mitzvah and there's a Totsah from the Maisa mitzvah, which is the Kiyum mitzvah later. You could split the Maisa and the Kiyum. Right? But he does like hem and haw here in terms of like he realizes he's taking on big people, so he's a little apprehensive to say like because if the Marid Al Ghazi is right, so I'm not only against Marid Al Ghazi, I'm against Chivas Ridvaz, and I'm not just against Chivas Ridvaz, late Rishon, okay, I could take on a late Rishon, I take on the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rush, like all right, after a while you just want to back down, you know, saying like. You can think you're right all you want. When you got the Rift around and the Rush against you, so you really, you know, you're really in the heavyweight division. You don't want to mess around. So okay, Lemaisa, but he does back down a little bit, and then he says something cute. I don't know if he means this seriously or just to be cute. He says, "V'lav achi tzarchi in gadol, eich yotzi dechovaso beben kozesh emar bepsulim biyisrael." He says, like, there is a phrase that we like sometimes if a person is like a Masader Gittin and he's giving bad Gittin. So like you'll the worst insult you could give the guy, he's a Marbe Mamzerim Bi Yisrael. Right? He's creating Mamzerim. This rabbi thinks he's giving out good Gittin and he's really giving out bad Gittin, so the woman's going to go get remarried. And she's really married to the first guy and every kid she's going to have is going to be a Mamzer, right? I'm sure you remember from last year, you know, enough cases where we're like, every little thing is Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, Vlad Mamzer. We're so scared of producing Mamzerim, like we make a million and one takonas, you know, all the B'fonei Nechtam stuff. Like, really, really think they don't know how to do Lishma? We really think Eden Mitzvim Mekayimah? No, but we're so scared of producing Mamzerim. So we have this phobia of Mamzeris for a good reason. And now you're going to say that someone who produced Mamzerim is Mekayimah Mitzvah? We don't even like that. He's not even doing an isser. He has a wonderful, 100% halachically kosher marriage, but he's producing mamzerim. What are you doing? You know, skipping a little bit. The im yisa hamamzer shivcha, you have vlad. Eved ubasur dida as linan. So he says, you'll argue maybe the mamzer could marry shivcha knanis, like we said, but that's not good. That's not really good for puruvu. Why not? Because it's her kid, not his kid. The kid's an eved knani, not Yisrael, and that's why he's not a mamzer, right? He's an eved knani, and the lo yisyachi sacharov klal, the eno bino the shum davar. In Cain, so you're going to be meshacher him afterwards. He's just going to be a regular ger. He's not going to be your son, the ger. In Cain, sarach ion meod ech yoti dechova bivlad mamzer laharbos mamzerim b'Yisrael. He says, how could you be mekayim a mitzvah by bringing more mamzerim into the world? Not even that we're mad at the mamzerim. We're mad at the guy who produced the mamzer. So, like, again, I don't know what kind of statement that is. Like, you know, you can't wrap your brisker mind around it. Like, you're like, okay, so, you know, go talk about it in therapy. But it's not like, that's not a halachic statement that, like, okay, you know, you produce mamzerim, so you can't possibly have done a mitzvah. There are mitzvos, and then there are people who are jerks. So you're a jerk. Great. But that doesn't mean all the mitzvos you've ever done are worthless. You know? So, like, you were marba mamzerim, but, like, on the other hand, you did the mitzvah, technically. So, okay, it's hard to know. It's hard to know what he actually meant by that. I think he was just, it was like a throw-in at the end. All right, let's do one more little thing here. V'imhayu shnei banim o shtei banos lo kiyam a mitzvah, so we know you need a boy and a girl. V'imhayu lo ben ubas umesu v'hinichu banim. So now this is the question we brought up. Let's say it's not a tragedy, shib a tragedy. Again, it's not great. It's never a good thing when a parent buries a child, even if they're both really, really old. You know? So the father is 100, and the child is 80, right? And the child has 10 kids of his own. You only have two kids. You have a boy and a girl. And then the boy dies at the age of 80. Say, 80, all right. Imagvurus. Shmonim shanats. Givaldik. Right? But was the 100-year-old father now never really mekayim the mitzvah puruvu? He has 10 grandkids from that one. He has a daughter, and he has 10 grandkids from the son. So is that good enough or not? So it's not so pashut, right? So he says, Das harambam kan halacha hei, de lo yotza rak bihinichu ben ubas. The Rambam holds you're not yotze unless you actually have a regular son, regular daughter. Afagav, de bora libarto, barto libara. Even though the boys have had boys and girls both, or one had the other. Kevan de zachar and the keva heim yotza. Avlim hinichu shnei zachar, mo shnei nekevas lo yotza. The das hatosfos. So he says, if one of your kids had a boy and a girl, and the other one had no kids, and one of your kids died, that doesn't work. He says, each one has to have had ben yotze puruvu themselves, and then maybe we could taina that they were yotze for you. All right, this is a loaded statement. Not really interested in discussing it at length right now. So maybe we'll hold off here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll try next week to speak about this a little bit more by Arichas, because it's an important suffix, meaning this hits at the core of how Maisa-oriented versus Totsa-oriented is the mitzvah of Puruvu. Meaning, think about it. Like, if the whole chap of Puruvu is yours, we know that Puruvu is more Totsa-oriented than other mitzvos. V'haraya, you can do the mitzvah, and then the mitzvah gets undone. Right? Because the totsah is so important. Right? So here, you did the maisa and you got the totsah. It just got undone at some point. It's not like you had a kid, and then everything was terrific, 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 and then chalila v'chas, the kid died. You know, with no kids. Here, you did everything you were supposed to do. He did everything he was supposed to do. And it worked out perfectly. It just, you know, life is that some people live longer than others. So now you have 50 grandkids from two kids or whatever it is. I'm saying, like, in the end of the day, you're going to tell me you weren't Mekayim Puruvu? You populated the world. You did the Maisa. You got the Totsah. And then the major Totsah was not undone. This like, seemingly most minor of Totsahs got undone. You know, so that ruins everything? You could hear the Taina to argue against that. So I'll have to try to figure it out. All right. That's what Shem will go further next time.